Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know, there it's way more scripted. And you know, radio is... the art of a conversation. You have to be a...
Wait, you're saying this isn't a script?
No, it's not. It's just, we know where, what we're going to talk about. Like, you know, Garrett or Dylan or whoever, when I used to do it, be like, this is what I want. This is what I think our topic should be. And here's some information on it.
Mm-hmm. And go.
And then, you know, most hosts, worth their salt, would do their own research and then have that as a fallback if they needed it. But it's all about the conversation. I don't know where we're going to go. I didn't know what you were going to say when you turned your microphone on. You definitely don't know what I'm going to say when
I turn mine on. What you're going to say.
But it was just like, yeah, it's just different because like there's different skill sets. I probably cannot read a teleprompter to save my life and look natural, which... TV people can do.
Now we need to do a challenge on that. When you bring it to the show, you know that kind of stuff happens.
I would absolutely be all in for a TV challenge where I have to read a teleprompter on the air. So I can do. I mean, I can read a script.
We'll challenge you to read a teleprompter for a few minutes, then we'll challenge a TV person to talk for 15 minutes because there are very different skill sets there.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true.
Hey, this Friday, you can actually watch us do this show live without a script. We're going to be going out to Publix on Haynesbridge Road in Alpharetta for a special broadcast. Come on in, pick up your supplies for the weekend football parties, and come say hello to me and Bo and Mike as we do the show live from the store. It's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom, feel the hype this year with Publix. It's the morning shift. That's us this Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. at Publix on Haynesbridge Road in Alpharetta. I'm really getting to know the state of Georgia by going to these different Publixes.
Oh, yeah. I may look like a zombie out there.
What time are you? Well, you can't really give details, but you'll be landing late.
Yeah, I don't know 100%. Well, I would say I think it's an 8. The kickoff, I actually have it in front of me. The kickoff for this game is going to be at 8:15.
Okay.
So let's say the game ends at 11:15. Airport's pretty close down in Tampa, so it's not a long ride. But let's say we're out of there by 12:30. I'd say we take off by 1:15. So what, about an hour? That's like 45-minute flight. So I'll probably be getting my vehicle about 2:15, 2:30.
Okay.
And I imagine from the airport area to Haynesbridge Road, it's probably about 45 minutes.
Oh, so you can't even come to the station and go to sleep for a little while.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how. I better take some clean wipes with me, though. Freshen up.
So you will be coming straight to the Publix.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, I actually would probably be, if I went all the way home, mm-hmm. which would put me home at like 3:30. Let's just say 3:30 because it takes about an hour to get to the airport. But I know that time of the day is a little bit quicker. And by the time I showered and probably got out the door, it would be about 4:45. I mean, I'm not just gonna.
Yeah.
I mean, so yeah. I mean, I would be right up against really getting the, you know, getting to the show on time. So I'll just go straight there, I guess. Well,
I'm glad we stumbled upon this because now I'm going to have to work out the schedule with Grant because I know it's a little bit different since he does the post game show. But he'll be getting home rather late as well. So we got to work that out with the dogs and I'll be asleep or he'll probably just wait till I get up to go to sleep.
Yeah, he'll sleep on the couch. He'll go watch TV.
I'm not saying he's going to sleep on the couch.
He'll watch highlights of the Falcons win.
If he chooses to.
Right? Yeah, if he chooses to.
If he chooses to.
The couch is optional, but whatever you do, do not wake me up when you come too bad. Wink, wink, wink. Throw an extra wink in there.
That's impossible with three dogs. It's impossible not to wake me up.
I mean, you guys got a full house.
Yeah, we got a litter.
Do you ever think about putting the sticker on the back of your car where it's you and like the stick figure of you and the stick figure of Grant and then the three doggy stick figures?
They would have to be little droids since they're named Han and Chewie. There's
a third.
And Nora, she's not Star Wars though.
I know.
She's just my fluff.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Your little princess. Garrett's face right now.
So sweet.
There was one college football playoff matchup that we did not get to earlier that I wanted to bring back up to see how you're feeling about. It's Miami, Texas A&M. Where do you guys stand on this one?
No love for James Madison or Tulane?
Yeah, let's talk about them too.
No. Yeah, let's break down Oregon and James Madison. Here's the breakdown.
It'll be an interesting first quarter.
By halftime, we should know who is playing. We should know that Oregon will be moving on.
Yeah. No, I actually think that this Miami Texas A&M game, it's going to be interesting. And it's the We Beat Notre Dame Bowl. And that's going to be in its own right.
That's
pretty
really
awesome.
Funny, actually. I didn't even think about it.
Just put two and two with it. Yeah, I mean, look, it's the two teams who, I mean, accounted for the 4-point deficit that held Notre Dame out of the postseason. But, I mean, it's going to come up on the broadcast. I guarantee you that. But as far as the matchup is concerned, it's really, it comes down to which Carson Beck shows up. I think Carson Beck, I mean, he has the chance to elevate this team into a program who can go and win a national title or a team who is going to lose first round and can lose ugly. It just depends on what Carson Beck shows up.
This is a game that you look at two of the better – Miami won. Miami beat Notre Dame by winning the trenches. They're more physical. And Texas A&M is physical as hell up front on the defensive side. They are very good. I think I tend to think that Marcel Reed – you talk about Carson Beck. I think Marcel Reed might be a bigger thing in this game. It's a good point with Carson Beck because A&M's going to get after him. They are absolutely going to get after him.
Yeah.
What bothers me about this game and what bothers me about the way that they did this is the fact that this is – actually, I like it. This is the December 20th game at noon.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I think this should be the late game. And I think that Alabama and Oklahoma being the late game on December 19th is a good thing. The problem for me is that you have James Madison at Oregon at 7:30. I would have made that a 3:30 kick and basically sit it at noon. And listen to me on this one, because that they're going to be going against NFL games on this thing. Which is, I think, why they're thinking, because I believe the NFL doesn't kick off. I haven't checked the NFL schedule. I know last year that I think they went, it was like 3 versus 3, right? And it was just not going to happen. But I don't believe, to me, that the Oregon James Madison game believes in prime time. It should have been one of these other games. If you had any chance of beating an NFL night game on a Saturday night, it was going to be late.
It's Eagles and Commanders. That's Saturday,
nobody
December 20th
well,
at 5 o'clock.
That's going to be an awful game.
And then the nightcap, it is the Packers and the Bears at 8:20.
Yeah, that
– you're going to have a really hard time with
yeah,
that.
You know what? I take it back. That's why James Madison and Oregon is going against it.
Yeah.
You actually did it right then. But I do believe it – do find it interesting the way that they line these up. I just hate the fact that Miami and A&M's at noon. I would have rather seen it in the 3:30 slot. I do, again, know why they're doing it, because yeah. They're like, well, nobody's going to watch the second half because they're all going to tune in the NFL. You're losing anyways going against the NFL. And it's the problem that they have, and there's no way around it. There's really no way around it, because you can't play the game. You can't play a game that Friday before 8 o'clock, what they're doing. So it's just – it's kind of a no-win situation, but this could be the best of the playoff games, Miami and A&M. It might be – I'm not saying it will be. I'm saying it could be. You learn something every day. Someone just tweeted me and said, the Grinch on the Walmart commercials is Walter Goggins, or Walton Goggins, who is famous from Vice Principals, famous from, like, and I love Walton Goggins.
Yes.
I think he's phenomenal.
The White Lotus.
Yeah, White Lotus. He's from, like, Lithia Springs, like Douglasville area.
Yeah.
So he's a Georgia guy. Shedeur Sanders has been named the starter for the rest of the year by the Browns. And that's all great. I really don't care either way. I'm not a hater of Shedeur Sanders. I'm not a fanboy of Shedeur Sanders. To me, he's another player in the NFL that plays for not my team that has a chance. I'm watching his career, and I want to see what happens, because I really don't know what to think. I don't know if he's... I've never thought he was the greatest thing since sliced bread, but I also didn't think he was the crappiest thing ever either. Like, people were just torn. I didn't think he was a first-round pick. And I also think he tanked his own draft process by the way he acted. All that can be true. The problem with the Shedeur Sanders things to me is the hypocrisy. You've got reporters like Josina Anderson tweeting him like the second coming of a savior, but the way they are covering him, which is completely ridiculous, as I'm supposed to be a journalist, so to speak, with what she claims to be. And then you got guys like Shannon Sharp who are talking out of both sides of his mouth, because Shannon was on his little podcast thing that he does with Ocho Cinco on Monday nights after the Monday Night Football game, and he was kind of talking about the fact that they're setting him up for failure because they're starting him, and the four games that he's going to be starting are – the Bears, the Bengals, the Steelers, and the Bills. Not in that order. It's actually Bears, Bills, Steelers, Bengals in that order. And they should have just sat him for the rest of the year, which is a detriment to Shedeur Sanders because all quarterbacks need to do – playing is more important for a quarterback than any other position. It's important for all players, but it is absolutely important for quarterbacks, especially against really good defenses and where you can have learning experiences. You don't want to get his ass kicked, no, but you want him to be able to learn. And to say that they're setting him up by letting him start those games because they didn't let him start earlier games, stop talking out of both sides of your mouth because I guarantee you, had Shedeur Sanders been benched for Dylan Gabriel after last week, Shannon Sharp would have been, that's malpractice. It's coaching him out, and we'd have heard the malpractice word about how wrong they're doing him. You can't have it both ways, okay? Either he's the guy or he's not, and if he's the guy, he's going to play. You don't learn by sitting.
Yeah.
It's absolutely a detriment to the quarterback position when you sit one as a young player. So I guess my thing to the talking head is stop talking out of both sides of your mouth. Either you think he's the guy, therefore he should play every snap he can, or you don't, and he sits and watches the guy that you think can. You can't have it both ways.
Well said.
Thanks for joining my Squid Talk.
Well, that is going to do it for us, for Bo and Garrett and myself, Allie Mack. Thanks for being here today. Garrett, drive safe up to Flowery Branch. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and don't forget to
go watch a Christmas movie. Any Christmas movie, doesn't matter. Just be in the spirit, Atlanta.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.